Stack, this is dictating on Sharon Wingert. That's Sharon, Sharon Wingert, Wengert. Sharon Wingert, date of birth 9/29/61. The visit is 10/31/25. Leave me a copy for John Chewning, Chewning, John Chewning, D-O. The patient name is Sharon Wingert, Wengert, Wengert, G as in George. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and apnea. Next paragraph is swollen illness. This is a 64-year-old male who has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and borderline diabetes, has been overweight, and has a history for snoring and apneic episodes, period. The patient has had no daytime sleepiness and denies any headaches. He, period. He has not had a polysomnogram done in the past. The patient is trying to lose weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hyperlipidemia and hypertension. And mild diabetes. The patient has had a hysterectomy and carpal tunnel release of the right wrist. She also has sinus disease. She had cardiac catheterization and stenting in 22. And fractured wrist in 23. Next paragraph. The habits of patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. No alcohol use. She quit smoking in June of 25. Next paragraph. Family history, father had of heart disease, mother is in fair health and has multiple myeloma. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, she has urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. She denies abdominal pains but has heartburn. She has occasional chest pains and chest pain and arm pain and palpitations. She has anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has memory loss and denies skin rash but has itching. She has no headaches, seizures. Next, medical list included gabapentin 400 milligrams TID, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, HCTZ 50 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams a day, and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next. Oh, please add in the system review. The patient has peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese, middle-aged white female is alert and no acute distress. No pallor, rictus, sinus, or superficial edema. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 218, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular S1 S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to lose weight and was advised to go for a polysomnographic study. She will also go for a pulmonary function study. Her recent chest CT was reviewed, done on 8/30/25. And the chest CT shows a 5 millimeter right lower lobe nodule, which was previously present, and no other acute changes. She was given a Ventol and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and continue with her other meds, and a follow-up visit we arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of this for Dr. John Chewning, D.O. Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G. John Chewning, D.O. Here's Dr. Souza.